Lohoyu Koifsen es Hatler Elomakidin Oisai. Okay, we're going now to the street. We had the dishes up, the Midish Hamlam. Now we're going to Shitzatomid. The word Koifsen means to tie up the hands and legs. Either it means to tie all four together, or to tie the front legs together and the back legs together. They didn't do that. Elomakidin. They would tie a front leg with a back leg, the front leg with a back leg, which is the way it was done, the Gemara says, by Akedas Yitzchok. It's Makin. The Goyin says, it's Lahaskir Schusa Shal Akedas Yitzchok. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara why they didn't do it the other way. The Gemara will talk about it. Okay, Misha Zochu Beivorim, the Koyanim that was Zoich with Beivorim, those six Koyanim, Oichazim Bode hold the animal. Yeah, they were helping by the shechita there. V'kach hoya akedoso. Roshe ledorim uponav lamayrv. The animal, right, you're supposed to shech. It's a foina, right? It's kochi kochi. It's a foina of Hashem, facing the mizbeach as much as you can. So they have the animal facing south. In other words, the back of the animal towards the north. Face the head of the animal towards the south, but because of Nei Hashem, upon of Umayruf, the animal would be, like they said, would be twisted. It would be standing north south, but they would turn the head of the animal to face the Heichol of Nei Hashem. The reason you have him facing, the reason you have the back to the north and the head towards the south is in case he's Matal Rei, you don't want it going up against the Mizbeach. You have the other way, the back of the animal is facing up right up against the Mizbeach. So they had it the other way. You have the behemoth this way. Let's say this is the north-south. The behemoth is standing this way with his head turned towards the mizbeach, and the sheikh is standing behind the animal, mizuch, and facing mayrif. So both the animal and the sheikh are facing mayrif. Shel shachar, ho yonishchat al keren tzoynis marovis al tabah shniyish, shel beinu abayim ho yonishchat al keren mizrochat tzoynis al tabah shniyish. Just remember the setup of that of the taboyis over here. The mizbeach is over here. North of the mizbeach there was a space, and then there was these six rows. Okay, cool. Six rows of taboyis. Each one there were four. In other words, you had six rows going south to north, and then four going east to west. So in the morning, it was shech the keren tzvaynis marovis, meaning what? As much west as you could go. You went to the last, the most western row of the taboyis. But a tabas hashniyah, meaning the second one off of the mizbeach. In the afternoon it was shechted the most eastern row over here. Again, the second tabas off the mizbeach. What's going on over here? Bekitzer, the Gemara will explain, it says shnayim layoyim. You always have to shech towards the sun. So in the morning, the sun is first coming up in the mizrach. Right? Okay, so the closer you are to the eastern walls, the less sun you're going to get, because the sun is low, you're going to get shade. You go as far away from the east as you can, which puts you on the last row of Marov. It's one that you can't do. You got to use those taboyes to use for the shechita there. So you go to the westernmost. In the afternoon, the sun is setting, so the sun is in the west. So those walls, the western walls now, are blocking out the sun. So you go as far east as you can go. Now, the question is, why are you in the Sabah Shniyah? In other words, you have now, that's in terms of the four rows. You either go far west or far east, but you have six of the columns, if you want to call it this way, starting from the Mizbeah, moving north. We're telling you always to use the second Tabas off of the Mizbeah. So, some say, because if you're too close to the Mizbeah, you're going to get shade, you're going to be blocked out by the Mizbeah. The Mizbeah itself is like 10 Amos. If you're very close, the last one is as close to the Mizbeach as you can get. There's a space of 8 Amos there. But you're close to the Mizbeach, you're going to get blocked out by the Mizbeach shade coming this way. Tosfos says, and you don't want the animal too close to the Mizbeach, right? You're afraid she'll be Matal Rei Beis the Shechita, and then you'll be very close to the Mizbeach. Now, both of those the Tosfos doesn't like. I mean, it says, so move further away from the Mizbeach. I mean, you're coming as close to the Mizbeach as you can, moving off one. You're afraid you'll be Matal Rei, you're afraid you get shade. And there's a whole ASIC in the geometry here. If that really will cause shade, he gets very involved here. I go through the trigonometry here. If that will cause shade at that angle, let's assume it will. He says, so if you're worried about the shade this way, so move over another few taboy. If you're worried the ray, move over to the last one. The answer is, the Goyin says in the Mishnah, I think the Tosfos says it in Yumah. The truth is, we really want it as close to Mizbeach as we can. Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoin. We really want to be as close to Mizbeach as we can. Elohot, we have a problem with the shade, we have a problem with the ray, we move over one. That's a kid. The alternative is not to move as far away as you can, because we're really supposed to be up against the Mizbeach. So for these two problems, we move over a little bit. So that's it. So in the morning, they're shechting on the far west row, the second one, and in the afternoon, in the far east row, in the second one. That's what's going to say post, like Shnayim Layoim. You have to shecht opposite the sun. Okay. So that's it. Shal Shachar, O Yenishchal Keren Tzvoinis Marovis, Al Tabash Nia, Shal Beinu Abayim, O Yenishchal Keren Zvoch Tzvoinis, Al Tabash Nia. Shochat HaShoyche.
In the morning, the shadows in the west, and in the afternoon, the shadows in the east.
No, I don't think so.
The sun is coming up to the east, the shadows.
Yeah, sun's coming to the east, so this wall is going to block out. I mean, right next to that wall, the closer you are to the eastern wall, the less sun you're going to get. Coming at an angle like this, it's not up high, it's like this, the sun. Look at the place you really want. He's very into the trigonometry here, but it's not that. His problem is coming in from the north, from the south, from his bear. Claims that they're not right, that the shade will not come that way. Okay. Shochar HaShoychet Kiblam Kabel. Okay, now, we have, this is an oiler, this is a standard oiler, nothing fancy going on, but this is a standard oiler. What's the din of an oiler by Zvika Saddam? Shnayim Shehin Arba. Right? Now, where is the Shnayim Shehin Arba? Let's get this straight. Let's assume this is the Mizbeach, okay? This is the Mizbeach. And this is Tzofen, Mizrach, Meiriv, and Dora. The two Zrikas were done in opposite corner. Now, yeah. First of all, let's go simple. You want two that are four. You're going to have to, you're hitting at a corner, you hit two sides. You're obviously going to have to do opposite corners to get all four. So you either can do these two, the northwest and the southeast, or you can do the northeast and the southwest. So northwest and southeast you can't do, because southeast doesn't have a yesoid. So you can't make a matnas dam over here. So that's basically it's this one and this one. So he stands here and he spritzes with a kli and he hits this wall and this wall. Stands here, hits this wall and hits this wall. Shochat bolo lekerim mizrochas tzvoinis the noisein mizrochat tzofaina marovis droimis the noisein rovet droima. Shori Adom, are you sheifrei, al yisoid dreimus. The Shori Adom was dumped on the yisoid dreimus over here for the kevish. There was a little bit yisoid. The Gemara is one thing. A very interesting reason here. The question is, he's standing over here. Look in the morning. He's basically standing over here by the Tabas Hashni. Why is he going here before he goes here? I mean, it's not so clear at all. I mean, I don't even distance. It seems to me they're equidistant. I mean, he's going from, he's basically right, I mean, he's over here, actually. He's over here. He's got to go here, or he's got to go here. Generally, the rule is you go to the right. Right, depending on the guy's position, he's facing that way, to show you. The Makabal is facing this way. The Gemara asks Sittin Yuma. The Gemara says an interesting answer. Very interesting answer. Let's go to Korm Chattis first. In a Korm Chattis, the Nesinas Adams were on top of the Mizbeach, a regular Chattis, all four corners. Right? What was the order over there? There it started here, in the southwest. No, southeast, northeast, northwest, southwest. Why? Because there we have it clear. There, to get there, he's got to walk up the Kevish. Okay? Now, when he hits the Kevish, where does he go? Right or left? That we know. So he goes right. So he goes this way, and he moves counterclockwise against, around the Mizbeach. So therefore, Zog the Gemara, he's going to hit, and what we are concerned with this corner and this corner. So you go this way, and you go around this way, you're hitting the northeast before you hit the southwest. The problem, that's what the Gemara says. The problem is that somebody chatos. And Chatos, you got to go up to the top of the Mizbeach. So you have to approach from the south. And mainly your right will take you around counterclockwise. What's that do with us? And we're talking about a guy who's not going up on the Mizbeach. He's standing over here, and he's got to get to the Mizbeach either here or here. What's that to do with us? And Rashi says over there, Rashi says that they know Chanami. By your regular Korban doesn't make them sense. But since it's pinned that way by the Chatos, it remains that way by all the Korbanos. And in the Chatos, it's pinned that way. In the Chatos, we have a clear order. It's got to go there, one, two, three, four. So therefore, since this is two and this is four, in all the Korbanos, we go first here and first there. Even though, in this Korban itself, it doesn't really fit. That's a Rashi in Yumor. Tezvov, I think it's design. Okay. Now, a little bit of anatomy. If they have the pictures from the other, from Chulin, it would be helpful, but whatever it is, you know what I mean? And if it isn't, we'll check with the butcher, and it will be what it is. That's it. Lohoya shoiver boyas haregel. Usually butchers, what they would do, again, regel refers to the hind legs, yad refers to the front, what do you call four legs? You got these hooks, but what they did was they hang the animal from the legs on the hook, and hanging down, draped on the tables, and that's how they skin the animal. So apparently the butchers, the first thing they would do is the way he seems to learn. It's unclear here, but the first thing they would do is break the right leg, the right back leg. They would crack it, bend it, put a hole in the left leg, put the right leg through that hole. That would give you like a thing like this, and they hang that on the hook. Now he didn't do that here, because here, the animal, first of all, the right leg is going to go pretty early in the process. If you hang the animal like that, as soon as you chop off the right leg, the animal's going to fall. So we've got to have, the last thing that goes is the left rear leg. So we have to have the animal hanging by the left leg here. So we didn't do it that way. What they did was, they put a hole, this is not clear, according to the Mefarish, he put a hole in both legs, and he hung it on the hook. So that beginning is supported by both legs. And as soon as you chop off the right leg, it's still supported by the left leg. The Rush learns all he did was in the left leg. The right leg was never on that post. He put a hole in the left leg and hung it on the thing. And the hangs hang down, and that's going to have the description of what's going on here. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's a little gory here. Our kubo is the knee. Now, it's going to be a little bit, that hole, they all point out a little bit above the knee. Because the first thing that goes is all four legs, the front legs, whatever they call that, the mamish from the, there's two knees in a cow, you know, one knee and another knee. But the first thing they're going to take over is all four of them, the crying, the bottom pieces. If you put that hole below the knee and hang it up, so as soon as you chop that off, the animal's going to fall. It's got to be suspended below that knee. So they put the hole below that knee, stick it in there, so when they chop off the four legs, it's still suspended by the left leg, we'll call it. Now again, the Lashon Rishon point is always down, because we're going opposite. Everything up is down here. You're really going up the animal, but since the animal's hanging upside down, we call it going down. You're going from the feet towards the head, or towards the shedra of the animal. You're really, in terms of an animal standing, you're going up. But in terms of a suspended animal by her leg, you're going down. The chaz is some of the chest over there before you hit the neck. It's a little bit not clear what's going on here. The roish, as you had in Chulin, does not require hefshit. The roish goes up as it is. So he's in the middle of the hefshit, he lops off the roish and gives it to the first kohen. Now, why didn't he finish already? And the Israel explains, because at this point, you're coming down, the skin is off the legs, it's basically still attached to this front piece over here. If you go any further, he says, again, I find it's gaunish what's going on over here, but at the tzava part of the animal, the skin is not tight on the animal, it's very loose. So if you pull past the chazir, the whole thing's going to flop down. Now, when it flops down, it's flopping over the head. It's much more technically hard to cut off the head. I got the Rishon, before he says, ain't kan gzeres hakosu, this is just a simple system of convenience of how to skin an animal. There's nothing heavy going on here, except for this one point, basically, that the head has to go before the hefshet. So he says you can't continue. If you'll continue further, it'll possibly become cumbersome to get to the head. So at this point, we take off the head. The question here is that nobody has an answer for is, why didn't he take off the head before he started any hefshet? What does he? Why do you have to start the skinning? Stop in the middle, take the, should have taken the head off right away. That's a kasha. They don't have a good answer for that. Something in the goyim, but it's unclear what he's saying there. It's a question. What? What difference does it make? I don't know. Okay, no, they don't have a good answer. They do not have a good answer. What?
He's up here where he could already begin to skin it. So you don't let that. It's for pigs. He does it.
Okay, maybe. Okay, a thought. But most of them remain with a tzorachim. The tzorachim has an answer, but they don't like it. Okay, I'm again. So the head is now by the first coin. The first coin is going to get the head and the right front, right back leg. Right for right. Okay, now. Chotach has a kra'ayim. He takes off all four of the four legs. That's again below that second knee. They all go together. Unson and Lamisha Zochaban. He gives the dog. Now, it's very interesting because the Mishnah never told us who gets them. We had a list before. It's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it goes with the one who has the kirbayim. Remember the seventh kohen over there, I'm sorry, the sixth kohen got the kirbayim, the intestines. He also gets the kriyim. It's not mentioned, it's a pasuk. The kirba uchro of yirchatz b'mayim, the kriyim and the kirbayim go together. So we give the front four legs to that, so, no, six kohen, fine. Mirek es a hefshit. Mirek means to finish. You have the more human, Mirek es a shchid. It means to finish. He finishes the hefshit. Now, Kora es halev v'hotzi es domo. This presents us with a problem. First of all, why do you have to take out the dam? But we won't get into that. It's a complicated issue. Who cares if there's dam in there? But anyway, no one's going to eat this animal now. The Rosh seems to say it's like nishpach. It's possible. It's an Isaac. But our technical problem is how in the world did he get to that? The animal has not been cut up yet. There's no exposed heart yet. How do you get to the heart? He didn't open up the animal yet, and the next two lines is going to split open the animal. You have a carcass of an animal, there's no skin on it. You have a complete carcass over there. How in the world is he getting to the heart? Hold on, keep that in abeyance for a second. Chotach esayodayim, he cuts off the front two legs. Unison and lemishazokabahem, that was kayin number three. What was it over there? Reshua regel, esteyodayim, kayin number two there. Okay. Okay. Olo leregel hayimonis. He now goes to the right back leg. Chodcho, v'nosno l'misha zochabo. That's the same person as the Rosh. He gives him the front leg. Ubeis beitzimimo. That goes, that it remains attached to the right leg. Koroi, v'nim tzukulu golo lefonov. Now they explain that once, again, I'm not sure they're physically here, but once you take out that right leg, when you make that cut, the whole animal will be open in front of you. Somehow with the right leg still attached, it'll still cover it up. Once the right leg goes, you can make kora. Now everything of the insides is open. Now, at this point, it should have said, kora saleva hotzis doma. I mean, now the thing is open. You have an open animal here. You can go in and take care of the heart. The problem is, the Mishnah said it before, when the complete animal was closed, there's a problem. The Rosh says over here that it's misprinted. That line, Korah es Domo, belongs right where we're up to now. It's possibly misprinted before. Look, the Rosh, it's impossible. Nirali, Shemishna Zu, Ein Mekoy Mokan, Ela Acher, Oy Shemishna, the Korah Venim Tzukula Goli Lefonov. How in the world did he get to the heart when he got a closed animal here? Ere Teferi, he also has an Eitzah. He says, don't forget, the head is off. You have a closed animal, the head is off. So you have an open neck. He claims you can put your hand in through carefully, I would do it quite carefully, in through the neck with a knife and just put a hole in the heart. That's what he claims. That's a good question. That's a good question. We got to get the dam out of there. It's a question why. What's wrong with the dam? It's a problem. And we don't want the heart ripped off because the heart has to remain attached. We'll see. It has to remain attached to where it is. But if you put a hole in, you'll get the dam out. Why you have to get that is a problem. Somehow that dam can't go on the Mizbeah. Question is, again, okay, the Rosh, he didn't have the Rosh. The Rosh says it's partially misprinted, it belongs later. Okay, now, at this point, he has the open, the insides are open, but he's got the thing open. So what does he do now? Notel as a poder, Okay, now he puts his knife down. He puts the knife down. That's not working. We got a knife. He takes out the potter. We have an English word for the potter. It's the chelev that covers up the whole insides over there. It's like a sheet of fat. Yeah, that's a safe thing to call it. It's a sheet of like a wall of fat over there. He takes that out. When he carries the head, we'll see. He's going to carry the head with the nose over here. The horns down between his fingers. It's upside down like this. That means the cut neck is exposed over here. It's not covered shemayim to go with the neck, the bloody neck exposed. So they would cover the head with a sheet of fat. That's how he went to the Mizbeach. Had the head in his hand covered. He didn't see much. He just saw like a sheet of fat as he walked to the Mizbeach. Not for poder, but not son of a sheet of sarosh mumayla. Not to let's take by him. Okay, he's got the animal open now. He pulls out the intestines. They have to be washed out. The keres was the most dirty. I forgot which stomach that is. The first stomach, I think. That has the most tinoifus in it. So that they took to the Lishkes Beis HaMadichim, which is on the south side of the Azor somewhere. And they did a serious job on it. Umadichin oiso kol tzarko. As much as it needs. It could be quite dirty. Back here by him, the other intestines. Madichin oison, be careful in the gears. Sholosh pe'omim b'mi'uton al shulchono shol shayish ebein amur. Those weren't so dirty. They didn't take them to that place. They did it right there by the shulchonos we discussed the other day. That was between the amudim, which he used to skin it also. What does the loshim mean? B'mi'uton. So most of them are very simple. It means at least three times. In other words, at least three times. Some have the girsa b'mi'uton shel shulchanes, not al shulchanes, and that's the mefarish. He claims it means on the smallest of the table. Okay, whatever. Now, not the lesasakin. He took the knife. They explain, what do you mean he took the knife? He's been working with the knife, but he used the knife at the beginning. I have to cut off the leg and the back legs. But he put down the knife for this stuff, because to take out the fat and the innards, he didn't need a knife. That came out easy. So now he's got to pick up the knife again. Now he's cutting again. V'hifrish es horeya min hakoved. He's separating the lung and the liver, an animal, right, pressed up against each other. He separates them carefully. Why? It's a shtickle mess here. You have three pieces. You have the reya, the kovet, and the etzba kovet. The reya remains with the kone, with the trachea, and that's going out with the gera. The kovet is going to remain attached to the doifen ayamini. What do they call it? The flank? What do they call the doifen over there? Ever work for the doifen? We'll get to it soon. Okay. What? Flank. Yeah. When I grew up, flank was the right receiver in the football team. I flanked him on that. So, okay, the etzba hakovei, that's a shtickle, it's a strip of kovei. I mean, Rashi and Chumash mentioned, when you take the kovei, a little bit remains. That remains with the ukitz. That's the back part of the animal with the tail. So these three things have to be separated because they're going in three different shipments. So he separates the reye from the kovei and the etzba kovei from the kovei. But he didn't move the etzba kovei off. The etzba kovei, when you cut the kovei, they have a word for etzba kovei. It's a strip of kovei. They have a technical word. Is there an anatomical term?
Appendage.
The liver appendage, correct. Good. Anyway, they didn't touch it because that part, when you cut it, that appendage is attached to the ukits, which I don't know the English word either for, the coccyx bone maybe. We'll see if I remember from ninth grade. But, and they don't want it moved because that's going to stay with that. So he didn't move it from its place. Okay. Now, he takes out, now he's cutting the choze. The choze is basically the front, this part of the animal. He cuts it. Why is it called noikev? So they explain noikev because when you cut it out, it's remaining like a hole. It's like, the choze is like, it's sort of a covering on this open animal. You take it off, it like leaves you a window. Now you have an open window, you look into the insides. Okay. Unison le mishazach abor, the choze and the geira, right? Now, Ola le doifen ayemonis. He's now going to the right flank. Don't forget, you have to picture the animal. She's hanging there with her left leg in this stick. We're hitting now the right flank. Now let's get, it's complicated. Wait a minute. Let's get, it's really very simple. You have two flanks at the right and the left. So the first, you're going to split them into two, right? So the first question we have to, only one of them is going to get the shedder, right? The two flanks on top of the animal is the shedder, the spine. Only one of them is getting, you can't split that spine in half. So we have to figure out where that's going. Otherwise, it's going to go with the left one. So that means when you cut the right flank with your knife, you're going, well, you're actually going this way, because the animal's this way. It's like you're cutting down. So you cut down till the shedder, because you don't want the shedder now. You're cutting out the right flank. You don't want the shedder. You want the red to remain. So you cut down the side of the animal till the shedder, and you start turning your knife this way and come forward in the animal. Now, there's ribs involved here, a lot of them. The ribs are obviously going with the flanks. This one coming with its ribs, this one will come with its ribs. But on each side, we're leaving four ribs. In the back, we're leaving the last two ribs on this side and the last two ribs on this side, which will remain attached to the oikets, to that back bone. That is called the kanfei oikets, they call it. It's going to go with the oikets. The front two ribs, the tzlois ktanis, what they call rockets. If you remember from Treifus, those two are, they're very soft. But the first two ribs up against the deck, right after this, are soft. They're smaller and they're softer. That's why it's a deal if they make Treifus, they're all together, because they're not, it's more cartilage than it is bone. Not bad. It's ninth grade, not bad. But anyway, so you're leaving, when you take the flank, the right flank, the right dimini, you're taking it all minus two ribs in the back, we'll call, which they call up, because again, the back of the animal's up in the air now. The front of the animal's down on the ground. Milmailo always means towards the back, milmata means towards the head. So you're leaving, when you cut this right flank out, if you look at this animal now, you would see a left flank, spine, and two ribs coming out on the right side up at the back, and two little ribs in the front coming out on the right side. So your Dofer the Yamini contains everything but two ribs in the back, in the back, okay, up on top, the back of the animal, and two ribs in front. Okay? And it's going to be the same thing on the left. The set of two in the front, meaning four, go with the Gera. The two and two in the back go with the Oikets. Okay, that's all it says here, but it's, you know, okay. No big game. All of Ledefen Ayemonis. Think of it this way. Today is anatomy, tomorrow's Agarata. We get a break. Tomorrow's pure Agarata. All of Ledefen Ayemonis. You don't want to cut the shedra, you want the shedra left there to go with the Ledefen Asmoli. The word bane is not there. Ad Shemagia Lebeis Tzloyes Dakois. Those Dakois, or some, the better word is. Rakos is better. I ain't Yosef Paro's dream there, but it better is Rakos over there, soft. Front, the ones in front. It's interesting. The Goyim points out, for some reason, the Mishnah doesn't mention that you're also leaving the two in the back. It's going to mention it by the left flank and say you did the same on the right. So now sometimes the Mishnah does that, just to keep us awake. Okay, Chotcho. So now he cuts out that right Doifah. Nosna L'Mishnah Zochobo. V'hakoved Tluyabo. The kaved goes, again, he's separated from the heart. The heart is going to be schlepped out with the gera. The kaved, the liver, and remember, the liver is a big operation in an animal. The liver is attached to the right doifan. Okay, bolo the gera. Now he wants to take the neck of the animal, I guess. He nia bo shtei tzlos mikan u tzlos tzlos mikan. Again, a funny lush. It doesn't mean he, but it's there. The two on the right are there. You left them there already. Hiniyab on the right means leave them in the gera. When you take the gera, pull out those first two. You're pulling out the neck with the two on this side, ribs, and two on the two little ribs on each side. He takes the gera. He's a gera guy. Now, what's attached there? Hakona, the trachea. V'halev, v'horeya, tluyin bo. That all comes out with the gera. Okay, he's moving that way now. He knocked out the right side of the animal, just knocked out the front of the animal. He's moving now to the left flank. Now the left flank already is minus the first two, ribs that went out with the gera. You're going to take it, leave it the last two ribs. And it'll tell us that's what you did on the right too, even though we never said it. Bolo le defen asmolis. He nia bo shteit sloyes dakis mila mylon in the back of the animal. U shteit sloyes dakis mila maton. Vekacho yamania bechaverto. So you did in the right one. Points out the goyin because you never spelled out for me in the right that you left those two black sloyes. So now we have the whole picture. Okay. Nimtzo. What happens? Mania shtayim shtayim. Two and two on each side. Mil mylon. Shtayim shtayim mil maton. Altogether, eight ribs are left behind from the tfanis. Four that remain attached to the ukits, and four little ones that remain attached to the gemer. Chotcha, the doifen asmoli, v'nosna lemisha zocha bo. Now, what comes with the left flank? With the right flank went the kovei. The left flank comes hashedrimo. The spine wells with the left David. V'atchul tolui bo. And the spleen, I think it is hanging over there. Now, v'hi hoisu gedoilo. Which doifa was a bigger package? Zichir, the left was, because it has the whole spine. It's not a 50-50. You didn't cut it down like this. Basically, you're taking the left side of the animal with a little bit more, because you're coming around the shedra. The right side is cut a little before the shedra. So really, the left doifin is bigger. But the right doifin had the covet. And the covet was a heavy piece. So that made it bigger, at least they called it the bigger one. What? They chop it off just before. No, there's always all those little pieces of rib are staying there, but they chop the rib just before. What do you mean? The head is gone, the neck is gone, the gear is gone already, right? Yeah, they're just taking this thing, but they're taking that whole left thing, complete the ribs with the spine, with a little stickle ribs hanging out the other side, and chanami, as close as you could get with the knife. Yeah, that's true. That's why the with the left, yeah.
They left the shedra at the top of the
shedra. Yeah. It's the left flank has the complete ribs, the shedra, and a little piece of the ribs from the right side, because on the right side you cut before the shedra. You left something, I mean, unless you scraped it, mamish to the shedra, if you could do that with a knife, if you can do it. Is he also gedoyla, the left? Doifen, the Goyin explains, because it has the shedra, obviously it's bigger. Elashel Yemin, Kairin Gedoyla, Shakovet, Luyabo. Okay, now, Bola Lukits. Now he's coming to Lukits. Now, if you have the picture here, what we have left now in this animal is the Ukits with four little ribs attached to it, and the left leg. That's all, ain't no more. We're about to finish this whole story. Bola Lukits, Chotro, Venosla, Misha Zochabo, Ho Alyo, the tail, Vetzba Kovet. Don't forget that etzba kovet, a little stick of kovet is stuck onto the ukits. Ubeis kloyes, yeah, the kidneys are there too. The kidneys in an animal that's standing is up top in the back. It's stuck right by that bone over there. They have a word for the ukits? It's not the tail, really. Because the ali is the tail is attached to the ukits. The ukits are bone. The ukits is, the coccyx bone, the bottom of the spine. That... What area of the back? Okay. Back portion. Okay. Okay, good. Now, what's left now? There's nothing left at this point. You got a left leg hanging in midair now. That's it. It's got a hole in it on a hook. There's nothing there. Not aleso regel asmolis. So they all say the word chotcha doesn't belong there. You're not cutting anything. In the Mishnah Yishtetnish, it just says you take it and you give it. There's nothing to cut. You just take it off the hook. There's nothing left. Unison lemisha zochabo nimtzu. Ah, kulam oindem bishur. You got a lineup of people. V'hoevorim biyodem. What's the order? Harishin beroish v'regel. Now, every person has two things to carry. So we want to know, what did he put in his right hand? What did the rule of thumb is? The Gemara has a pasuk, the Rosh goes first. That we know in Yuma. It's a machlokes, it's a complicated machlokes. There's three ways to figure out the order, what goes in what order. But the Rosh is first, a pasuk, the Chumash. So Rosh is a pasuk. The leg, the Gemara says, an interesting thing. The leg, why does the right leg go with the Rosh? Some say you're going in order of how the animal walks. Some say you go in order of how you chop the animal to pieces. The right leg has nothing to do with the head. The Gemara says the most interesting thing. The Gemara says the head is mostly bones. The head of an animal is mostly bones. So to make it yofe for the mizbeach, you want to balance it with something that's almost completely bosser as opposed to bones. So the whole package that's going on the mizbeach is somewhat balanced. they say ein lecha, like the regular yamini, the percentage meat to bones is the best in the regular yamini. I don't know why I'm supposed to regular smally, I don't know, but that's what they say. So therefore, anyway, but again, basically when he's carrying it, you're going to put the quote unquote more important thing in the right hand, this would be a rule of thumb, and in the left hand it'll take the other thing. This is a okay, let's hold on a second. Harishin Bereshu Beregel, I'm sorry, Harishin Bereshu Beregel, Horosh Biyamino, V'choit my Klape Zroyoi. Again, you got the head sitting this way. The top of the head is on the palm. The nose is facing this way. The horns in the animal are down between the fingers so you can grab it, which means the cut neck is right over here. So you put on top of that the chaylev. Choit mo klape zroyoi, karnov beinetz bo'oisov, which leaves ubeish chitoso milamailon, v'hapoda nosan oleo. Okay, horegel shel yamin b'smoiloi. The regel, he's carrying the rosh in his right hand, the regel in his left hand. Ubeis oiroi lachutz. This is not a clear thing what it means. Basically, what it's trying to say is that there's no base R, there's no more R on this thing. We took off all the R. It means the place where there was R, the smooth part, as opposed to a cut part, should be exposed. How do they say in English? It's not clear to do this. You have to get, you don't want basically the cut open part exposed. That's basically what we're trying to do always.
Side where the skin had been faced outward and upward, while the side where the cut had been faced his palm.
Right, faced his palm. You want the cut facing down. It's always like that. You don't want the cut part. It doesn't look nice for quite your mind. Okay. We'll get an example. Try it. I can't tell you. Hasheni b'shtei yodayim. He's carrying the two front legs. Shall yamin be yamino? Shall smell be smaila? Ubeisayim lechut. Same idea. Hashlishi b'ukitz uberegel. He's got the ukitz and the left leg. Ha'ukitz b'yamino. Now you got the tail. V'al yamidul delas bein etzboi. So the tail is hanging down between his fingers. Ve'etzba ha'koveid u'shtei ha'kloyis imoi. Ha'regel shel smol b'smoilai. U'beisoyren lachutz. Again, the smoother part, the not cut up part, should be exposed. Ha'revi, the fourth koyin, has the choza in the geira. Ha'choza b'yamino. Ha'geira b'smoilai. Now, the geira is coming along with four little tzloyis. So you have them again. You always wear it. It's easier to carry that way because if the bones are hanging down between your fingers, it's much easier to grab it. It's not going to go anywhere because it's hanging down like this. So you got it. So they always put that down. Tzloyis ben shnei etzboisof. Hachamishi b'shtei tfanis. Yeah, he's carrying a lot. He's got the two flanks of the animals. This means he's carrying the heaviest load. No. It was distributed the way he took it off the animal. Right. Our Tana, they tell you there's three Tanoim in Yuma, it's a complicated asing. What's the order? One of the Tanoim holds the order is the way it was cut off, but we're obviously not going that way. It says, what is our order? The Gemara there says, it's an asing to figure it out, that our order is the value of the cut of meat. That's how the Gemara comes out. The Shamna, the boss. There's another order, you go push how the animal walks. First the head, then the two front legs, then the sides, then the two back legs. There's three systems in Gemara has in Yuma. They come out that our Tana is going somehow in the way you evaluate the cuts of meat. But it's definitely not the order it was cut off. No, definitely not. Okay, Shmuel Swallow. Based on the chutz. Hashishi, Bikir Bayim. He's got the intestines. Hanesunim bebozoch. Now, of course, you can't carry the intestines of mush in your hand. So you put it in some sort of a bowl. V'kroayim al gabeyim al mala. This was never told to us before. The kroayim goes with the kirbayim. He's got a bowl with kriyim, mush, the whole intestines there, and on top of it are the four legs. Four legs, correct. Hazayin, the seventh kohen with the soilus, Hashmini bechavitin, chitikin gold, lachi bayayin. Holchu v'nesonim, now careful, we're not making haktorah now. We're putting it on the mizveh before haktorah. Unesonim mechotzi kevesh ulamato. The bottom half of the kevesh, b'marovo, on the western side. Why the bottom half of the kevesh? The forish, and those have two reasons. One reason is because there's going to be an avoida later with a pious who takes it from the kevesh to the mizbeach. They want it clear that that's a choshev v'zach. If you're going to put it up on top, a half an inch off of the mizbeach, it's going to look like the second job is nothing. That's one shot. The other shot is a poshet afraid, if they put it too close to the mizbeach, with grace is pilos, they'll throw it on the mizbeach already. We don't want that. Because we're going to learn, we don't want any haktorah till they daven shachris. So we don't want anything too close. They'll push it, you know, either make a mistake, or they'll be, you know, very excited about their water, throw it on the mizbeach, they don't want it. So we keep it on the bottom half of the kevesh, towards the mayriv, meaning on the side closer to the eichel. Umolchum, you have to put salt on, akol karboncha, Takrif Melach points out the Rashash, obviously not going on the Nesachim. You don't put salt in the wine, but on all the others need salt. V'yardu. They went down. Ubo lohen l'lishkas hagozes. Likris is krishma. They're now going to lishkas hagozes to daven, what we call davening shachas. Basically, it's krishma b'chosei. We'll see soon. Freg de Gemara, tona yod v'regel, kakedas yitzhok ben Avram. When they didn't make kvisa, mean all four legs together, or front and front, back and back, they made front leg tied to back leg, like it was by Akedas Yitzchak. I told you before, the Goyen says, Lahaskis chuso shall Yitzchak ben Avram. Front leg to back leg. That's how most Rishonim learn. Front leg to back leg. That's what it was at the Akedah. The Rambam learns different. That's how most people learn. Now, Shaz, why? Lahoyu kaifsin is atleh. Which means either they didn't put front to front, back to back, or they didn't put all four together. Why not? My timer. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Charo mishum bezoyin kotchim. It's a bezoyin kotchim. Was it a bezoyin kotchim? Rishonim don't know. Was it a bezoyin kotchim? In a Rosh says, so he gives a pshat, because that's how they used to take animals when they took them to sell on the market. Shekein darkom noisek tloyim limker. When they would go to market, that's how they would do it. So it's a bezoyin to make the beimas kochim in that position. When they used to bring karbonis avodah zora, that's how they did it. Front to front, back to back. My beinayu was an afkamina. Either way, it's also ige beinayu. The kafse b'shiroi, you tie them up with silk. Inami behutzah to the haven with golden strings. Okay, there you can't say it's a bezoyin kochim. You obviously, it doesn't look like you're selling it if you wrap it up with silk or you wrap it up with gold. But as chukes hagoyim, you still chukes hagoyim la maisa. That's how they were makriv, front to front. So it'll be an afkamina. If it's kafse b'shiroi, chuta de dahava, the one who holds the one who holds bezoyin kochim zaymut, the one who holds chukes hagoyim will be os. The Ram passes chukes hagoyim. L'chum, as the Mishnah says. Good. Tlan os. It's a Mishnah in Shkola. There were 13 shulchanas in the Migdash. Shmoyne shul shayish beveis hamidbochayim. The 8 that we are learning about, shaleim adichatzakibayim, that's the one 8 by there, they used it as skinner. They used it to do the washing. Beis bemarovo shel keves. Right west of the keves, there were two. Echot shel shayish, the echot shel kesef. What are they for? Al shel shayish, noisenes o eivorim. What Eivorim? There's a problem. What Eivorim? We just said you take the Eivorim and put them on the bottom of the Kevesh. Explains the Rosh. That's by Korban Tzibur. But by Korban Yochid, the Mishnah Yuma says, you didn't have this whole role. One Kohen can do it all. So he can't do it so fast. So he puts it down on that table, Shal Shayit, till he gets to the Mizbeach. Bial Shal Kesef, Kli Shores. If you remember from yesterday, the 93 Kalim they took out, must have been a big table. They put them on that table. Okay, that's 10. That's so far 10 tables. Uba Ulam. Shnayim mi bifnim al Pesach Habayis. There were two tables. Echad shel kesef, echad shel zov. Al shel kesef noisnim lechem aponim b'knisoso. When they would come in with the lechem aponim, before it went onto the shulchan inside, they would put it on the silver one. Either if they baked it Friday, it'd stay a day. If they baked it Shabbos for the few minutes till they went inside. Why silver? Because you want malam b'kodesh. You want to go from silver inside is gold. Hold one second. V'al zov b'tziyoso. When they took it out Shabbos, they had to put it down until they were marked. They put it down on the gold one again, Malam Bakoidish. So one second. So we now have how many tables? 8, 2 and 2 is 12. Malam Bakoidish Vlomarin. Be'echad shel zov bifnim. Shel lechem aponim. Of course, you have the shulchan shel Moshe inside, the real shulchan. So you have 13 shulchans. Okay. Frank de Gemara Kasha. We spoke about this once. The ones that you put the Eivorim on are made of what? Hold on a second. They're made out of shayish. The 8 and the one you use for are made out of shayish. So we spoke about this. Like the Gemara, Michle Ein Aniz Bog Mashiras. Am I after the shayish? Never the kesef. Never the zov. Why shayish? So we mentioned this one. So Amchina b'Shem Mevasi. Mevasi b'Shem Mekshum Barav Yitzchok. Neishu Masiyah. Gold and silver heat up the meat. Again, we have no refrigeration here. We got to keep the meat from spoiling. Shayish somehow. It's a stone, it cools the meat. Freg the Yerushalmi, what are you afraid? Freg the meat will rot, it'll be Masriach. I mean, the stone, you're out in the sun, things can happen. Freg the Yerushalmi, ay, Tamisha Novas, Veilon, Lo, Sriach, Psakedesh. It's like, Yerushalmi, ain't some chanel on this. You're right, but ain't some chanel on this. We gotta do what we gotta do. So we set it up with Shayish. Okay, which one is? Okay, let's go, wrap it up. Shel Shachar. Hoyanishchal Karen should be Marov Dromis. Menuani Milet should do always opposite. Amar Rav Chizda Domakro Shnayim Layoim by the Tomim. Kineged Ayoim Shnayim Layoim towards the day, meaning opposite the sun.
Zog the Bray, who said so? Maybe we shnayim like you. I mean, you have to drink two every day. The Pasha Shem Pasha. You have to drink one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Tanya Nami Hochi. Shnayim like you. Kineged Hayoim. Ato Oime Neged Hayoim. No. Oh, Eno. Maybe Ala Choyvats Hayoim. Shnayim like you. Have to drink two every day. Zog the Gemara, you don't need it. Kshu Omes Hakeves Echotase Vaboike. Ves Hakeves Hasheni Tase Ben Aboyim. Hare Choyves Hayoim. Habachab Furish Pasha. That you bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Wasn't that Shnayim like you for? That's opposite the sun. Again, al tabashniya. Either you want to move off the mizbeach a little because of the glolim or the shade from the mizbeach.
Yeah. So then.
I'm not sure. Look, Tasty on the other side. I don't understand that, to be honest. I'm not sure that the trigonometry yet. Because when the sun is rising, when the sun rises in the east, depends if it's rising north or south. That should depend on winter and summer, shouldn't it? When the sun rises in the east.
No, it's always. Well, it depends upon where you are, but it's always in the south. It's just that in one season it's further up the other season. Right
now, but it's always in the south. So we'll throw some shade then.
That's right.
And we'll throw shade. Yeah, okay. So no, but he has a trigonometry figured out because you have distance there. From the Mizmeya till the Taz, exactly, 8 amas.
Right.
And this is 10. He claims it will not do it.
Yeah.
It will not throw shade that far.
Right. And that's a function of the angle also in Eretz Israel. How much angle?
Yeah, that I don't know how.
Until
early in the morning. Right at the very beginning. You're talking the very early morning now.
Yeah,
as the sun comes up.
The angle is. The sun travels, doesn't travel like this,
right.
It travels like that.
Right.
So even in the morning, it's coming up at the angle.
Right.
So you'll have a.
It's pretty early in the morning, so it should be in the
southeast. It's very early.
It should be in the southeast.
Yeah, okay, that's what they're saying. So, that's
very
why the Mizbeach will throw shade.
There's a long shade.
But he, I don't know, he claims somehow that it shouldn't go that far. I didn't go through it. He goes, Mamish, do the